Cheers for now. Bye.
Who is with you? Are you alone?
So that's it? That's the thing everyone's been seeing?
Yes, and as you can hear, it's powerful. I think it drew Arthur to his death and has now assumed his form in order to scare its victims. You see, entities like this need energy to survive, and it will take its energy any way it can. Stephen saw full manifestations, as have I. But the other workers may have felt ill or uneasy without seeing anything.
Well, that explains the staff sickness. It's unbelievable. So the footsteps I heard, that was this demon?
Yes. You mentioned you felt heaviness, uneasiness.
Yes. I felt drained, very anxious. Gave me nightmares.
Entities on this darker plane often have no image, if you will. It will need to take the shape of something familiar to those around it in order to cause as much fear and terror as possible.
The voice on the tape, that's the demon.
Yes. Yes, it is. I've been conducting some tests over the last few years. This is why I record everything. A lot of supernatural occurrences can be recorded on audio tape. The being we are dealing with is possibly hundreds of years old, and will have to move on to newer hunting grounds once it's been seen by several people. Stephen mentioned there is another tape. A tape he has hidden somewhere in this office.
Why would he do that?
I'm not sure. But I think he must have recorded something that scared him. The trouble is, there's no chance of removing the entity if that recording is still here. It could be acting as an anchor.
Keeping it here, you mean?
I need to find it and get rid of it. And we ought to get started.
Are you coming for a drink, Tina? A few of us are heading to the pub. The Fox, if you want to join us.
Oh, thanks. If I get a chance, I'll come in and say hi, but I might be in here a bit later than usual tonight.
No worries. Might see you later then. Oh, nice to see you again.
You too. I thought you said the office was empty.
How are you getting on?
Nothing yet. Still got another two boxes left to search through.
Oh, let's have a look. Hang on. This could be it. November 2000.
Ah, last year. Let's open the file. It's empty.
Strange. It was only a few months ago. Surely you wouldn't have thrown it out. There's regulations for this sort of thing.
Never mind. Can we look?
Oh my god.
What?
Look. Over there. That chair.
What chair?
Look. Can't you see?
It's moving by itself.
It stopped.
The lights!
Everything's off! Oh, thank God!
What's that noise?
Sounds like the air conditioning unit.
I don't think it's on. Can it be opened? There's something up there, I can feel it.
What would be up there?
That's what I'm going to find out. Here, hold this. I'll use this as a step up.
Be careful. Do you need anything?
No. Carry one of these multi-tools, it's very useful. It's got a screwdriver attachment. Right, here goes.
Did you hear that?
Sorry?
I heard something. Hello? Trevor?
What is it?
Hang on, John. I just saw Trevor. I just need to let him know we'll be here for a bit. Trevor? Hello? Are you there? I could have sworn.
door open.
Oh, Jesus. Hello?
Door closed.
Who's there? Trevor, is that you?
Door open. Door closed.
Hello? Hello? Who are you? Gosh, it's so dark. Are you lost? Why isn't the light working? I think you need to be on a different floor. Our office is closing now and... Hello? You need to be on the ground floor. We're closing the office now. I'm sorry.
Tina has just had an incredible encounter with the entity that is haunting the building. It was in the lift. A full manifestation. The man without a face.
It was horrible.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Thanks for the tea.
You've had a nasty shock. These things, beings, they take delight in frightening and taking energy. That's why it's so cold. It'll be gone for a while. It'll need to recharge its batteries, as it were.
I don't want to have to see it ever again.
Hopefully you won't have to. I want to get rid of it for good. It seems to be concentrated around the lift shaft. I've been doing a little research, and there was a death here in 1969. A man was working alone one night. Arthur Rankin was his name, I believe, and he fell 3 floors down the lift shaft. Apparently he didn't die immediately, but unfortunately the office was closed for a week.
Oh, God.
I'm pretty certain the demon led him to his death. That's why it's taken his form. This is the tape.
Oh, but it's all so badly burnt.
Yes, but it's intact. The tape is undamaged.
Should we play it?
No, no. It needs to be kept somewhere safe. The entity here, this has been keeping it here, trapped on the analog tape. I can see auras, and there is a very dark outline around this. It's hard to describe, but it's bad. But one thing is very clear to me. No one must ever listen to this tape again. I shall be performing a cleansing ritual now. I will need to be alone, and it's the one part of this that I won't be recording.
You're sure it will go?
Yes. So that's it. I'm all alone. Tina's waiting for me downstairs. I've performed the ritual with the help of my spirit guides and guardian angels. They've come through, as always, and this place is clear. There was a heaviness from the moment I arrived, but I can safely say that it has lifted. I am exhausted. I'm going to sleep well tonight.
Thank you.